Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. And thank you, of course. I want to thank everybody for listening. And, of course, Andrew Fetter, welcome to When Pigs Fly. And to all of those who are celebrating Hanukkah, Chag Sameach, and, of course, to everybody else, inclusive of everyone around the world, whatever your holiday happens to be, happy holidays. You know, these are the times, as somebody would say, that these are the times. And sometimes I have to get certain things off my chest when they sort of, you know, it's when you're seeing so much crap thrown in front of your face from so many different directions. Sometimes you have to lay it on and, you know, get that shovel out and dig through it. Because sometimes we're getting layered on lately more and more, and I think there's a panic and a fear of some very unusual people who are still walking that dark path, and I guess the fear of ascension is in progress. But I have to talk about a couple issues that I do want to elaborate before I have my very special guest. I know everyone's here. What's going on into their next 3 months. But I do have to say something about climate change and all the bullshit that's going on in Copenhagen. And not in particular that they aren't coming to a conclusion of agreement, but it's one of they're trying to sell everybody out with this bullshit about climate change in itself. We've been basically sold out, flown a bunch of crap about the carbon, that there's a carbon-based system that's affecting our climate. We know that's a fundamental fact that it's wrong, and every scientist and all physicists can concur on that. There is absolutely no pattern of carbon dioxide directly affecting our weather patterns. It is fact that it isn't. But like, you know, when it comes to weather change and all this bullshit that you're hearing, it is not about science. It's all about politics. And as Jesse Ventura had said on his recent show, which I was really quite blown away from, he says, follow the money. And surprisingly, he brought up who else is going to be making billions of dollars from this climate change. It is not only Mr. Al Gore, who is a part owner of a software company with one of his partnerships, and he will greatly profit from this. So you got to think why certain people are so intrigued of pushing this through. We need to know the truth. Because, like I say, humans are like a fart in the wind in respect to the climate change and of global warming, as some people would call it. And you can even listen to my past show with my esteemed guest that I had, Rick Miller. That was on December 11th. By the way, you can always check out his website. It has links with a lot of scientists who come onto his site and project the actual solar activity of the sun, which is the real cause of the influence of our weather patterns, including electromagnetic systems, which is also inclusive. But if you go to solarimg.org, and, you know, of course, Rick Miller, he's a researcher in cosmoclimatology. Like I said, that is science, and any physicist will concur that it's not carbon-based, that the effects to our climate are but the sun's activity of electromagnetic systems in and around our Earth, and that is a fact. And the UN is hiding these facts. They've been trying to disverge it, and there's one real reason. They are the New World Order. They want to use, remember I always said, if you see fear, division, hate, that's the path of the dark. That is a absolute, and that's what they're using. They're creating this fear pattern to create their ambition of the New World Order, and that's a fact. We just watch like a chessboard. Watch what the monies are going. You know, some people are asking me, how come I'm saying so much lately, and I even posted on certain sites, even my Facebook, you get so political and get all serious. I mean, I try to get on the light side. I'm very light on the light side of things. But there are times that people consistently have to say what's out there and get to the reality of things. There was a famous man who once said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. Again, that was said by a great man, and that was Thomas Jefferson. I mean, he had said, basically, all those people out there who know what's going on, Just don't hollow in your corner. Speak out. Tell your friends, your neighbors. Post it. Get to the truth. Because that conscience, those thoughts are going to change, and they'll influence things. It'll cause changes. It'll stand up. People will start standing up and go into the direction. They'll not be subjugated to these fear patterns. And believe me, on another issue that's come up, and that's also hit me very deeply, is about the issue of healthcare. And this is in the United States. I know many people out there have normal healthcare around the world. But here in the United States, we have a profit on off our healthcare systems. Make money while you're dead or not dead. That's, they don't care. You know, Keith Olbermann, and I had a scene one time meeting him, and he has a show called Countdown on MSNBC, and he elaborated. Such a great show he did the other day. Laid it on. This is a facade of a reform or a health care. It's not nor health. It's not care. It's not reform. It's pure bullshit. And, you know, I love America. America is a great, great country. But our government is a total joke. It's an example of the New World system. They do things, tell you one thing, and then behind the closed doors, they'll just screw us. And that's how it's been going on. It doesn't matter whether they're Democrat or Republican. They are the same. They just play this game like they're hating each other. When the curtains close, they get you. You know, they're out there with their checks, shaking hands, drinking up and having a good time, laughing at how they're screwing everybody while they're getting rich and powerful. That is the fact. You know, I work personally for Barack Obama's campaign, and I feel bad because one reason I worked for it, and probably the only reason why I worked so hard, was over the healthcare issue, and here it is. He sold out. He's just part of the system. You know, Jesse Ventura was right, man. America has to wake up, but not just America, the world as a whole. We need new parties with a new government that really represents the American people. And I'm sorry about getting all hyped up about this. It's just America has been taking it up, taking it, bending over, but this time it's without the Vaseline when in respect to health care. And the world is taking it up and bending over because they're not opening their mouths to the truth, and they've been getting fed a lot of Vaseline on the issue of climate change because everybody's just falling backwards and taking it. And you have to stand up and say it's bullshit because this is a way, a format that they are trying to institute a new world bank, a one system bank. It's a fact. You can see how they're setting up with the carbon-based programs. It's going to a way to control and dictate how you live your life. If they can control carbon and tell you what your carbon is, that means they're going to dictate how many kids you can have, what you can have, what you can do. It just goes right down the rope of what they can institute. There are so many things. It's a slippery slope what they're trying to do. And that's basically to control the world in a new form. So like with respect to the healthcare system here in the United States, it's like a new world order system they're trying to keep on pursuing, throwing us candy maybe, but the end game between the Republicans and the Democrats, there's the same crap behind the curtain, and that's a fact. In America, they say, you know, shame on you once, but twice, three times, four times, then it's shame on us for sitting and not doing anything about it. Our banana republic is just that, a banana republic. Don't call other countries that have a democracy and they're a sham because they don't count their vote or they don't do this and that. Our democracy is a joke. Our democracy is really an idiocracy because they think we're all idiots. And there is one thing, all I can say is we, the people, have been sold out once again, over and over again. And there's a famous thing that was written over 200 years ago, more than 200 years ago. It says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute a new government. That is from our Declaration of Independence. But this is not a hold for the United States alone. This is for the world. We reiterate that. That is for you. This is for the entire world. Because it's showing that the force of the people, the will, the real belief, the real love, the real respect, the real kindness, the real understanding of life, the liberty, the understanding of pursuit of true happiness, that is your power, and they are taking it away. And when they try to manipulate and mutilate it and cut it apart, you have the right to take it away and institute your own. And I have just one word for the world. It's called revolt. And I talk to all the people around the world. As again, I'll reiterate, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for the people of good conscience to remain silent. And that's Thomas Jefferson. Now I got that off my chest. 3 pounds lighter here. Maybe I got some of that crap off of me. I do want to tell you, on another note, I'm like going now here a little schizophrenic here. On future shows, I have some a very special show I'm doing for Christmas, so if people don't catch it, listen to it on the archive. I'll be getting into some Kabbalistical understandings of what they call, it's called Death of Two, or the number two, and it's going to be a very unique show when I do that. So if you can't catch it, because I know it's going to air on Christmas, do check it out on the archives. And now, of course, any of my future or past shows, please give me a holler, whatever you think, have ideas, or whatever your feelings are. I always read and listen, and I try to get back to you as soon as I can. Of course, my email address is flyingpigs@artlover.com, and you can catch me on myspace.com/AndrewFetter. Now, I have a very, very special guest. Of course, every season, every 3 months, I have this guest because she's so, man, she's got it down as far as when it comes to her astrology predictions, intuitive accounts. I mean, I remember a few years back, she did an elaboration on of her analysis of the presidential campaigns before, as they were running. And the stuff that came out, and when you look back and you'll read or listen to the show, it was amazing how accurate they are. I mean, she talked about how Edwards was having an affair. She showed how Obama had the charts running for him to really, you know, have an opportunity to, you know, become president. And then even the past, you look in the past, the quarters, because I have her on like almost every 3 months showing whether it's a solstice or the other one, I forget what they call it, the equinox, that's right. And, how accurate they are when you go back and you look at the time sequences of what events, she is highly accurate. And I just want to thank you, Carrie, for coming on my show, and welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. I enjoyed your little rant. I think it is very fair and well-based in fact. So I'm glad you got that off your chest, because I think people, a lot of people are feeling what you're feeling and needed to hear it. In my autumnal equinox report back in September when I was on your show, and this is on my archives on my website, which is zodiacbuzz.com. People want to go back and check out my accuracy. I talked about changes in the healthcare reform finally coming to fruition, but not maybe being everything we hoped that it would be, and I think that was pretty accurately played out. But I have some big predictions I'm going to make today, and if I have to eat my words, it'll make for a really good show next spring.
Well, we're all ears right now. So what do you got to say? What's happening in the next several months?
Well, when I do the equinox charts and the solstice charts, the way I do it as an astrologer is I just do a really simple chart, what's called a solar chart, just based on where the planets are in the sky. So because the winter solstice chart starts in Capricorn, that is what I use as the beginning of the chart. I use Capricorn on the first house, and then I use the remaining 12 signs at equal house cusps around the chart. So that's just a little astrologer's note. That I don't do it specifically on the computer for any one country or place. Although the way I like to look at the chart is from a mundane or political perspective of how it might affect our nation. And then people can apply these points on a personal note, too. And what happens every 3 months is the sun enters a new sign on a quarter part of the chart. And it's always really important because every 3 months it switches different angles. So what was really public about us 3 months ago now becomes, or what was really private about us before becomes really personal. And with the sun going into
So what do you mean? So things you're talking about, things that are like private issues that could be becoming more public, or what do you mean?
Well, things that were private that we were dealing with in the autumnal equinox have now shifted, and now they're becoming very personal to us. They were personal before, but they were now they're more coming into light, I guess you could say. Because what we were dealing with privately as a nation, it's not totally public yet, but it's just becoming a much more personal issue. Before it was lingering, now it's right there in the face. But Capricorn is a significant sign, and maybe I was on your show. I think we did a show on this back around November of 2008 when Pluto went into Capricorn. Pluto being the planet that was discovered around the same time as nuclear energy, and it's given that energy as a planet. What it does is it annihilates things and rebuilds out of the ashes, just like nuclear energy. And when the sun moves into Capricorn, it'll be sitting right next to Pluto. This happens on Monday, the sun going into Capricorn, and it'll be next to Pluto on about Wednesday. So all next week, you're going to have the sun, what we call conjuncting Pluto, getting cozy with it, snuggling up to Pluto. Given that intense energy of destruction, annihilation, and rebuilding out of the ashes on an important angle in the chart, I would say this is when the shit hits the fan, and it could happen as early as next week. And then I was putting some more thought into it. I would say this could be almost as significant as the terrorist attack on September 11th or something of that caliber. And people have been predicting since Obama got in that he would face a crisis like this early into his administration. And when I put some more thought into this, I was thinking, well, what happens next week? You have the Christmas holiday. And what better time for a terrorist attack but then on a Christian holiday? So that makes me nervous because I'm traveling and I celebrate Christmas, but I really think, you know, something could happen significant as early as next week.
Or all the people are traveling on airplanes and all kinds of stuff happening, and who knows, not to place out fear out there that people will be afraid to go travel or go to Christmas shopping, but you know, it could be other factors too. It could be, you know, I know what you're saying, but it could be travesty in another realm too. You know, some significant earth, because earth is some serious earth stuff has been happening that they're saying. I know a lot of volcanoes have been erupting, earthquakes have been going up on scale activity in the earth itself. So there can be I think there's going to be actually what you're saying. I can understand, but I personally think it's going to be more of a, I feel, earth-shattering thing that's going to be seriously it's the start of some serious earth activity. That's what I think. But go ahead. Anyways, sorry.
No, that's okay. I like your take on it, too, because I don't really like to be a doom and gloom sayer. And when I was writing my article on this, which I'm going to publish on my website, zodiacbuzz.com, on Monday, I was looking at it. It does look rather negative and depressing, and I'm not that type of an astrologer, so I appreciate your take on it. And it's interesting you said Earth, because Capricorn is an Earth sign. And the volcano analogy is great, because Pluto is like volcanic energy. It erupts, and then it settles into the ashes, and you rebuild out of the ashes. So it could very definitely be like you say, too. But I just want to put that out there as a disclaimer or whatever. The positive things we have going on in Capricorn right now for the next year and a half, is the North Node is there, which is a destiny line, which is our fate. It's what we're supposed to be working towards in this lifetime. So it's a positive direction of our destiny, and it's sitting next to Mercury, which isn't retrograde yet, but we're in the shadow, and you've probably noticed how it's affecting maybe your computer already, or your phones, or your cell phones, or your car. But with the North Node next to Mercury, Mercury ruling education, early education, learning, the mind, networking, we might look to the past due to the retrograde action coming in to further our destiny. And one of the places I think, too, and I'll get into that in a little bit, that we could really be hit is with the economy. And what we might look to in the past is how we got out of the economy in the Great Depression. Now, at that time, the war was positive and generated economy. But after that, we had the New Deal, and we rebuilt. And that didn't turn out exactly the way it was supposed to. But we could look to those kinds of things, like just the building of the Hoover Dam was significant in not only rejuvenating the economy to some extent, but creating a whole town. So I think if we look to the past, for ways to learn. It can benefit us, and the nodes work on a 19-year cycle. So what we initiate now will be effective for us over the next 19 years. Now, getting into the economy, when we look at the planets that line up in the financial sector, we have Chiron, which is an asteroid. If you ever see it in a chart, it looks like a K with a little circle on the bottom. It looks like a key. And that is the asteroid which is related to the wound that doesn't heal or the wound that always needs healing. So falling into our financial sector, I think that just says volumes on its own. It's a bleeding, open wound. And it sits right next to Neptune and Jupiter. Those two planets both rule spirituality, but Neptune also rules escapism, and Jupiter is the party is always going on. And on top of that, in this winter solstice retard, the moon sits right in there tight with that. The moon representing our home and country, being the ruler of our natal chart, Cancer, because our country falls under the sign of Cancer because our birthday is in July, so we have that there. It also rules homes and real estate and family. So you take home, real estate, family, our country, put it next to the bleeding wound, and escapism, all in the house of the economy. It's like, I think we have a big denial issue going on with how bad our economy really is. And that could be the significance of the Sun and Pluto together in Capricorn, is the economy is going to get worse before it gets better. And Aquarius, this thing that rules politics and the media, can be that we're putting a very positive spin on things or looking at a lot of false hope or false prophecy that it is not there.
So that's sort of like maybe a lot of things that are going on, they're down. Like, for example, I know they're on the markets, like, oh, look at the markets going good, but then there's a significant amount of unemployment. I mean, come on, half the city of Detroit is unemployed, and then the numbers are showing, oh, they're trying to show that lately, I just saw it earlier in the news, that, well, things are sort of stagnant unemployment, but there aren't any new jobs. It's not decreasing, it's still bad, and things are not being, disclosed. I mean, as far as there's what they call unemployment, and then there's people who are no longer collecting perhaps unemployment. So, it could be worse. I mean, In fact, I go back and forth different cities, and I see things, how really drastic things are, and particularly like in the Vegas and LA areas. And I speculate that's the same like around the world, but then they try to around the U.S., but they try to make it like, oh, well, things are trying to get better, and I think the haves are doing really well, and the people who are slowly having not are totally eating it, and they're being fed a lot of garbage, so it seems like what you're saying is pretty much, and then they're saying that they had a stimulus bill, which was never a stimulus in the first place. It was giving tax credits, and then the monies that are coming out a little too late. That you talked about infrastructure and the Hoover Dam, that part is now just being dispersed. I mean, almost a year later the monies are now being dispersed out of the stimulus thing, and it's sort of like, well, you're a little too late. I mean, it just, but who knows? So maybe, like what you're saying, people are going to I was listening to what you were talking about, the convergence of the monies and spiritual stuff, which actually told me that people are actually going to, sometimes you're taking away a lot of things, you're faced with the real issues, and I think maybe people are going to finally come into the real issues and face their own situations and to face that. Maybe our system of a monetary system, it is what it is pure bullshit. And then we have to move to a resource system. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I think, we're in total agreement here. The economy, I don't even know if that, you said the haves are doing okay and the have-nots. I don't even think the haves are doing that well. I have some wealthy clients, and I think everybody's hurting now. But,
no, there's some haves, I'm telling you. There's some haves I know that are doing extremely well. I've seen it. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's some people who are doing, they'll say to everybody else, oh, I'm not doing really good, because they don't want to, because, you know, they don't want it. Because they, it's the thing to say, if you're doing really good in this thing, you're not going to sit next to the person who's not eating, sort of eating it, and tell them, oh, I'm doing great. Well, how are you doing? Well, I just lost my home, my kids, my family, my dog, like a country song, and here you are getting better and better. If people, a lot of the so-called haves, they're not going to sit there and start elaborating because they know the person, their friend or whatever, is going to feel either jealous or feel left out or what's wrong, what's happened with me, you know. So, you know, there's a lot, you know, the truth is there's a lot of people who are actually doing, it's splitting, you know, pretty much. And it's sad. And then hopefully it starts merging back, but, I mean, it's showing what it is. There's the facade of our system is what it is. You know, and I think that's...
There's a lot of that, but you know, I think it's what you said before, too. It's going to fade when you have nothing left, and that's a good point about what you just said, but it's going to force people to look at more spiritual means and be grateful for what they do have as opposed to what they don't have and
right.
Base their lifestyle on materialism, which I think we were getting really carried away with coming into this century. And every once in a while you have to have a downturn in the economy to put things in perspective, but I really do feel like this could be equivalent to the Great Depression.
You know, it's funny because you said that on a past show. I remember you talked about us coming into terms of what we're talking about now. You had said that we were going to come in, but I listened to one of our past shows and it said that you were heading into it, we're going to have to start facing the music and realize we're going to have to look to marginalize what we have and work within a different system, like not use credit so much. Use everything's going to be more cash-based, not to expect to borrow things, expect to, you know, pay for things as you go along, and work on, you know, how you can cut corners and being limited on things. They don't just run around and spend money left and right and buy every gadget you can think of, every little toy. People, I think, really retract and looking at what things they really absolutely need and things that they want for their entertainment. But they're trying to live with more and more within their means, too. They're facing, you know, their the music, so to speak, if you can call it that. But I remember you had said that in a past show about these upcoming quarters, the last two quarters that we were hitting, that we were sort of running into. But so you're saying that basically right now is it's still the same continuation, though, with the economy, with people, of how the charts are showing, and the correlation with what's the correlation around the world, though? Or do you just do it off just the United States generally?
Well, you know, like I said, you can apply this to anybody, anywhere. That's how I do the chart. So, you know, you can look at the bigger picture or the smaller picture. You can just apply it to yourself. And right now, that's a reoccurring theme, and you'll hear me talk about it again because a lot of these planets are slow moving. So they sit together in one sign for a long time. And Jupiter's been in Aquarius this entire year. And for a while, it's been going back and forth next to Neptune. And right now, they fall totally. The last couple, you know, the better part of this year, they've been traveling with the asteroid Chiron. So this is a reoccurring theme. But what makes it significant for this chart is the moon moves a different sign every 2.5 days, and it just so happens on the winter solstice, the moon, which represents our country, falls right in with this configuration. It makes it really super personal, and in this chart, it falls directly in our financial sector. And another thing that shows up in this chart that wasn't too significant for
that's
me
exact, back, and that falls exactly on the 20th you're talking about, right?
21st, actually.
On the 21st.
It happens on Monday.
Monday, wow. Okay.
What else is significant here that I didn't deem to be too important, as important back in September, but that's probably going to rear its ugly head again, is this conflict overseas. Mars, the planet of war and aggression, is now retrograde, which means internalizing, moving backwards, repeating things from the past, is in the sign of investments, and it falls directly opposite these planets. So in our other financial sector, directly opposite Chiron, Neptune, Jupiter, and the moon, you have Mars. So I think we're going to see a lot more money going again to the conflict over in Afghanistan or wherever it is now. And that's going to, it has been impacting our economy. This isn't anything new that I'm saying or predicting, but I think that issue is going to become a hotbed again for discussion and controversy as that money put over there depletes our own economy even further when we're in a really bad time as it is. And Venus, the one planet that would speak of, you know, things pleasant, possibly resources coming to us, is in the 12th house, which again reinforces the secrecy or the hidden issue or the denial issue. And I just don't think people are grasping how bad the economy really is. And I don't mean
Say that again about the hidden issue, about the economy, that part you're talking about.
Venus is a planet we can look to for money. It's the love planet, so it has to do with good nature, but it also has to do with money. And in this chart, it falls in the house of hidden things, behind the scenes. We could have...
But couldn't that elaborate to what they're trying to do right now, like in Copenhagen, and having these behind-the-curtain meetings over climate change, right, just discussed, meetings on our economy behind the scenes, that we don't, what they're telling us one thing, but what they're really planning, trying to do, and another thing. And then you had also just talk about the Jupiter thing, about how they're making things more rosier on the outside, but doing other things on the other side.
That's exactly it, because Venus is in a really pleasant aspect to all these planets in the financial sector, which would be putting the rosy spin on it. But also Venus comes into strong conflict. And it's funny because all these planets are within aspecting each other within degrees, and it comes into a hard aspect with Uranus. Uranus ruling our financial sector, and Uranus also ruling the media, falling in the house or in the sector of publicity or networking or media. And I don't know if you and I fall under media. We probably do too, but I'm talking about newspapers, TV, the news. And maybe blowing the lid wide open on this, because Uranus is the unexpected, the unconventional, radical coming at you. And it's in a hard aspect to this Venus, so people like you, you know, breaking this issue wide open and exposing it for the truth it is. And another thing that comes in, which is a nice segue for me, Andrew, thank you, with this Venus-Uranus connection, Uranus is in a very positive aspect to the South Node, falls opposite the North Node. Remember I was talking a few minutes ago about our destiny lies within the North Node, while our karma lies within the South Node, which is our self-undoing. And that wound up, I believe, in the 10th house very publicly last time, right with the healthcare issue. Now it moves to our sector of open enemies. But it falls at a very positive aspect to Uranus. So there's a couple different scenarios that could play out here. And one thing I was intuiting was that I think we might look to somebody that we would perceive as an ally or that would be on our side. Well, secretly, they're trying to undermine us, or there's someone that's trying to help us out behind the scenes, quietly, discreetly, and we're ignoring them. And we're pushing them aside as a potential friend when we're actually welcoming a wolf in sheep's clothing. So I'm going to go out on a limb and make that prediction and see if anything like that happens over the next 3 months. Because I feel like there's some unfortunate influences that are disguised.
Wait, you're saying somebody who's acting more like is basically acting like a benefit or... but is really a wolf in sheep clothing? Is that what you're elaborating? Is that what you're trying to say? Or...
Yeah, exactly. We might be welcoming them as a friend while we're pushing away or ignoring somebody that could help us because they're less significant or they don't seem very important on the world stage. But I think history will teach us. You look at the little people or the countries that you don't think are important, and if you ignore them, sometimes they become a lot more significant. And it's true in any form of life. You ignore the little guy, kind of like the tortoise and the hare, the one that doesn't seem really important, and then all of a sudden they become very important, and you realized either you overlooked something that could have been great or you didn't pay attention where you should have, and now you've got a real issue to deal with. And I think those things could crop up within the next 3 months, and it'll be interesting to see.
The aspects, though, on what would you what do you for what do you what's more the projection. I know we went into, like, the economics. I don't want to get into the, you know, like, conspiracy type of stuff, because I don't want to keep on elaborating on that stuff. But the New World Order crap. But how about on the personal basis, on people, as a, on a general perspective in the U.S.? For example, the healthcare thing. Let's, because that's basically been so thrown in front of the faces of people, basically, which is sort of like what you're saying. They're throwing this in front of everybody. Look at what the will of the people actually in the United States voted for, overwhelmingly wanted a real just public option or some sort of system. No, I'm not going to say like Canadian or anything like that, but a real system that would give an option for people to, affect the healthcare system, because it is a joke here. Come on, when you have execs making millions in a day, and then a person is denied insurance for, or denied care for $10,000 or $100,000, it's pretty sickening. So they can have $1 million for that day. It's pretty sick in this country, but, how would the reaction for people dealing with like from the public to not just healthcare? You said economics, and you said spirituality. If you put all those in a little picture mode, what do you see? What is the plan show that people are going to be maybe becoming activating upon it, or are they going to just go back and play the ushers and stick their heads in the ground and continue to play the apathetic, what can I do? Oh, boy, I'm powerless. Does it show anything like that people actually start waking up and actually doing something about it, or is it just a continuation of the poor me and let them just take over and do whatever they want to me?
I think there's a mixture of both. The original ruler of Aquarius, which rules our financial sector in this chart, is Saturn. And Saturn sits right up on top of the chart in the public sector, which is a very good place for it. Saturn is about hard work and determination. It's when you have nothing, so you have nowhere to go but up. So from a world perspective, we're going to be rebuilding, restructuring, working very hard, but that Saturn comes into direct conflict with the Pluto-Sun conjunction. So I think we're going to be forced to really face some hard, cold reality. And as much as we're trying to rebuild and we're trying to restructure and put a happy face on the economy, we're going to see that it's just not going to turn around overnight. And to repeat what I said before, with Neptune and Jupiter exactly to the same degree, 2 degrees away from Chiron, tied in with the moon, we are going to bury our heads in the sand, and we're not going to want to face the cold, hard realities. But the cold, hard realities are going to be right up in our face. The saving grace is the North Node Mercury conjunction, about going back to the past and learning, how did we do this the last time when we were faced with the last recession, the last depression, how did we build our way out of it? And people are going to be confronted with that on a personal level. What did I do when I was in college and I had no money? What did we do when we were first married and we were saving up to buy a house? People are going to have to go back to that mentality and just like say, well, we're not going to have the luxuries we used to have. And I think that's going to hit people in all sectors of the economy. There are those that can benefit from this situation and have. But they say there was more millionaires made during the Great Depression than any other time. I do believe that's true, so that's entirely possible. And for those that are willing to deal with the reality and are really, that have the ingenuity to do something unique, different, and persevere, they can succeed in this economy. But I think the general population, yes, will bury their head in the sand and just, la, 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 la. That was my grandparents' issue, the Great Depression. Or my great grandparents.
Because they don't want to hear what they had to do in order to survive during the Depression, but they're being forced into doing things that they weren't aware that they have to do during those same times, basically.
I think we're going to be faced with some real cold, hard reality. And the government and in general, be like, we're going to have to band together and work to get out of this. And I think that's very true, but there's going to be so much going on. Again, I think there could be another catastrophe like 9/11, maybe not of that proportion. I certainly hope not. Climate change, earth change, what you talked about before. And every time we take one step forward, it's like 10 steps back. And that's going to make people have to confront a new reality.
So you're saying basically the economy in its sense is going to get more, even though it seems like the things will get better, it's like maybe we'll go three steps forward, but five steps. You know, it could be even be the point too. This is my own feeling of what's going to happen, that because they're going to end up, I just feel they're going to start throwing candy out there and trying to make people think they have it. I think people are eventually going to start having jobs and getting economy, but then they're going to find out things are going to cost an arm and a leg, because the amount of money that's thrown in the system is going to generate such a huge amount of inflation, it's going to be ridiculous, that although you're going to have a job, but then guess what? You just have enough to pay your rent, buy your food, go home, and that's basically it. Maybe you'll have something to, you know, you buy your beer or whatever, or watch your video game or whatever. I mean, they're going to just enough to keep you. I mean, things are going to be so drastically worse in a situation, because that's what I think, personally, I feel, that people are going to start getting the work back, because I think in the beginning, starting the term of next year, the candy's going to start coming out, the money's going to come out, but they purposely set up so that it's going to, this hyperinflation is going to kick in. And then when that kicks in with it, all of a sudden people are going to have work, but they're going, well, I got a job, but Mike, that job that I'm making $15 to $20 an hour now is like as if I had last year something I made, you know, $7 an hour. You know, they're going to be, you know, I feel our inflation cycle is going to be so drastic. I lived in that one time when I lived in Israel during the 80s. It had such hyperinflation. It was, as soon as you got your currency, and luckily there was a dollar you can trade your money to, but in the U.S. you're not going to have money to trade. You're going to be stuck with your, like Germany, I think it was in Germany during, before Hitler, during the 20s, where they're driving with, you know, literally carloads of cash to buy a loaf of bread. And I think that's what we're going to run in. That's exactly what I think we're going to head into. I mean, people are going to have money, but that money ain't going to be worth nothing. And it's just to keep you, you know, keep people, you know, it's our, that's just
interesting. Can I jump in real quick while you're on that note of pre-Hitler Germany? Because that ties in with what I was saying in the chart before. I think we're going to go for a very false friend or an ally, maybe more than one, that puts on a very rosy picture, especially if you factor in the USA chart, our birth chart, and place those planets around here. We could really attract someone who puts on a good spiel. And I'm just, you know, Hitler was an interesting analogy. And this ally, whoever, and it's going to be applied to our personal life. We might be attracting someone who is a false, you know, entity or is too good to be true, but it'll look so rosy in this time of need, like you're describing, that it could ultimately be to our undoing. And we might be ignoring someone who actually could help us in the interim. And what you said before about health care, I think health care and real estate issues, we're going to start paying now for all the foreclosures. We're going to see the fallback from that. But those things are going to sort of fade from the news, and the war effort, the money spent on overseas, that's going to come back into the forefront in the news. And a lot of spin is going to be put on that because Uranus is opposite Neptune again, which is the whole denial factor and putting the false facade over it.
So the facade, the denial, and so the essence, it would be like who would be sitting there that could tell, put on a, they almost feel like they're putting on, and then I'm saying, you know, I would never compare Obama to somebody like Hitler because Hitler is unbelievable. But,
oh, I wasn't comparing Obama. I'm thinking we can attract somebody from the outside.
I almost feel like he'd be the one, because if people start getting work all of a sudden, it's fun. It's just, to me, it's like if you're writing a book or a script or something, it would fall and, okay, now guess what? Now we're going to get all the people, and they're going to think it's all real happy. Here's the guy who saved you, and we did it, yay, yay. And meanwhile, you're getting fucked, you know. You don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, and meanwhile, they're basically moving around the pegs to centralize things. Like, I almost feel like seeing how, like, when the banking system started collapsing and then you stopped centralizing of banks, like several banks have started decentralizing and all that stuff. and nobody, and then and how the they were really the these huge banks that were collaborating became basically four huge banks. You got Chase and Wells Fargo and B of A, and you know, they're basically three to four. You know, the Citicorp. There's like just a handful of banks, and even here's an example how I think it's so central and so powerful. They're the heads, the CEOs were supposed to meet with in the White House, and basically they, you know, basically didn't show up, you know, and they were supposed to have a meeting. It's basically we can do what we want. We're the heads, not you, you know. You listen to us, good boy, you know. And I don't want to sound racist, but that's how they would, even if it was Bush in there, yeah, boy, little boy. Whoever's in there is just their little puppet. And it just seems like the what's becoming the facade. I was hoping that people would start seeing more of the truth, and yet the media keeps on elaborating. Like what you're saying, it's interesting with the climate change, and I don't want to go back on it, but it's interesting how the whole spin on CNN and stuff I'm watching. And every time they talk, they call deniers, and nobody's denying that there is climate change, in fact, or global warming. Technically, it's not warming. Actually, we've been getting cooler lately. But
right.
But global climate change, and they're calling big deniers, and no, nobody saying. And instead of getting no, that's not we're denying that there's climate change. Is we're saying that it's not human caused. And then nobody has ever bring. I've watched these shows. The reason why I people ask me why you watch all that crap, because then I can see what they're really trying to spew, and I don't hear one thing ever, and they diminish it every time somebody tries to bring up about is it real human cause, how is it carbon. They don't get to the science of it. They never ever talk of the science. Why can't they just show a show and go, hey, this is the model, and this is how the electromagnetic systems work around the planet. You know, our own polar our axes are slowly moving, and this NASA even accepts that we're moving. I forget how many degrees, but we're slowly shifting. So you can imagine two magnets moving. So if those magnets are moving, all that little energy, those magnets are moving. That since the whole the climate is electrical, you know, like storms and all that stuff, and all that, it changes the whole dimension of systems in on Earth. And if that shifts, then there's the anti-gravitational. Then there's also I've heard activity from the sun that there hasn't been, they said there hasn't been sunspots in the last 2 years, which is really unusual. So, meaning there's no flares, there's less activity. So that's why all the planets actually in our solar system is technically in the last, 20, 30, 40 years, has slowly increased, not just our planet, but all the planets in our sphere. But they don't get to the sciences of stuff. It's amazing. They just go back and say denier of climate change. They don't get to the issues of if it is human caused. And it's, again, what you're saying is like they don't, the media is bullshitting. And then when things come to a reality of certain things that are really important, they'll get on issues like, you know, I remember when Tiger Woods thing about his thing on national news over and over about Tiger Woods. You know,
who cares?
How many times? Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, Michael Jackson passed away. I'm really sad. I was really sad. But, you know, millions of other people passed away, too, during the same year. And they'll make it for a whole 2 weeks because guess what? They don't have to talk about real things. And they use facades of things to keep people distracted from what real issues are. And it just seems that's what it's what you're talking about, you know, like the economy. They're not really getting to the sources. They're, you know, moving around the chips behind the scenes in these closed-door meetings, and then they do other things. It's almost like, I remember when Cheney and Bush became president, and then they had that special meeting with electrical all the people in the energy field, and then mysteriously, a few months later, there's energy shortages, blackouts, and electric prices shot up in the summer. This is before 9/11. And there was this fiasco, and basically, actually helped Kerry Davis go get his butt kicked out of California because it caused such a fiasco in California that it just went hyperdrive around the world. And it seems that things are done behind the scenes, and which goes into what you're saying. If people are starting to start seeing that stuff, I'm just curious. But you're saying that a lot of people are still going to continue putting their heads in the sand. So I just, that's sort of a sad thing.
I think the media is going to work for us and against us. I think they're going to, they can expose things, but I also have a feeling that, like, the news and the mainstream media are kind of going to, you know, people pay too much attention to what's put in front of their face without questioning it. And I think there's going to be things put out there that aren't necessarily true or the media does for hype, because, you know, the news is all about destruction and the little baby that gets killed and all kinds of disasters, and that's how they get their ratings. And they're going to, you know, say things that aren't, I don't say not necessarily true, but just, you know, spun out of control. And
But you said there's going to be another media that's going to be more exposure to what's really going on and opening people's. So it's like almost like you're saying there's like a duality, like there's two medias that's opening up.
That is
the
key word, because to me, Uranus rules the media, and it falls in the third house in this chart, which is Gemini, which is duality. But yeah, the press is going to play many different roles, some of them positive, some of them negative. There'll be people like you that go out on a limb and expose what is not right, and then there'll be those that just, you know, go for the sensationalism in the news and perhaps bring in an unsavory element, is what I'm trying to convey with this winter solstice too. There's some kind of unsavory element coming in here, and I feel like it comes in through the media, and it looks really, really good on the surface, but there's something that's ultimately going to be our self-undoing. And when you said Hitler, I thought, oh, that's kind of an interesting analogy. I think this isn't somebody we know yet or are aware of. I mean, everybody, right, you know as well as I do, everybody on the major political scene has been there for a long time.
There's a major player. This is a different issue. I'm wondering if that's the person. I forgot his name now. I used to know. Strong, something Strong. His last name is Strong. He is involved in the UN for many years. Involved with environmental stuff. He came off like a real good guy, and now he's in Beijing, but he's really scrupulous. But most people, generally most of the world, don't really know him. And now he's come, since the issue with climate change, he's been the spearhead of getting, you know, help, and we're just going to save the world type of thing from climate change. And he's coming off, and then they're trying to create what they call a World Environmental Bank. And he has collaborated with between the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Morgans on this new world. It's called the World Environmental Bank. And people are afraid that's what and now the UN has been suggesting having, in collaboration with a carbon count, also having one monetary system, meaning one currency.
Right.
So this guy's supposed to come off like the good guy. Like, oh, see, and they're trying to take off stuff like a lot of, you know, including myself, talking about, you know, one conscious, one world. And I think they're trying to take a spin off of that and trying to make, oh, we're all one world and we're going to help you and da 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 da. But at the same, that's not what the new world we're talking about. You know, we're not talking about new world where you dictate it and call it. You know, we're talking about people, you know, and I know most people are talking about, like, everybody having their own, wherever you live, United States, India, around the world, almost the same systems. But there's a more of a, or what the idea of the UN was, almost like a unity of people, not, you know, not a division of people, unifying people and a true sense of helping each other, like, you know, hello, like poverty, like war, like really having free energy, which we have the ability. How come they don't really focus on the issues of free energy, which we do have the capability of utilizing immediately? And that way, if they want to worry about having take care of their so-called facade of climate change caused by humans, that immediately take it by using electromagnetic systems and geothermal systems. We have it right on the spot. I mean, we can implement that like right now. We really wanted to. And it's funny that you said that. I was wondering if that would possibly be the person or send me that you're saying that could possibly pop in later. But the German thing did play into fear. Hitler, what he did, he played a blame game. He was pretty smart. What they did was they said, okay, no, he used the anti-Jew thing, you know, and that's what the environmentalists will make it they're going to come off and blame the industry. Make them the ugly guy, and actually the industry is part of it. It is a collaboration. You know, they're part of the same thing. I mean, they're blaming the oil companies, but actually the oil companies is in collusion. They actually want this climate change thing done because then they're in on it. You know,
that's
they're
interesting
getting,
because they Neptune.
Because the cap, I don't know if you know, wait a second, because cap and trade, they can actually trade credits. They can actually have money and buy, let's say you have a dirty energy, you can go out and buy your credits from somebody who's cleaner and they take it, and that means you're clean. That's what cap and trade is. It's a facade. It's a, and then they can just continue doing whatever they want, and then just they're just forming a one unity. But it's interesting that how you put all this together. It seems like everything from last 3 months before is really more like, you know, roads are slowly opening up, and now it's there's more opening up more in front of us. It's like it seems like our movement is just things seem like they're being thrown in front of our face more. You know,
well, interesting with the Neptune. I just want to jump in real quick. Neptune rules gas and oils. As much as it rules escapism and facade, it literally rules gas and oil. Being in our financial sector again, I think you're going to see gas prices go up a lot over the next 3 months.
Wow.
So, and that ties in with what you said. We might recreate more jobs and people be making money, but the cost of living is going to be so high that, you know, it's great to have a job, but you still can't afford to live because, you know, gas will be higher, fuel will be higher. We're going to really see the fallout from the foreclosures in the real estate market, but I think there's a way, too, we can benefit from the foreclosure market, and I'm not quite sure how that would play out, but I'll just throw that out there, and you can get back to me in 3 months.
Wow. So let me ask, because we're on ahead here, let's tell everybody cause how they can, even if they're, you know, not it's just in the United States, people around the world, because I do have, I know a lot of listeners from around, from the UK through Europe, the Middle East, Australia, Far East, wherever, how they can get in touch with you to perhaps get a chart done or get a reading or get in contact with you.
How real easy. I have a 1-800 number that's good anywhere in the world. You can dial out on a 1-800 number, and it is 866-395-1340. Again, 1-866-395-1340. You can email me, Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, at ZodiacBuzz.com, and feel free to check out my website. And like you said, I have lots to offer on there. They can go on there at their leisure and check it out. I have gift certificates available for the holidays. And thank you again for having me on the show and sharing this information with you.
Yeah, well, once again, thank you for coming on the show. It was great to have you on and hearing the new stuff that's happening. And everybody out there, you definitely have to get in touch with her and get a chart done. She is extremely accurate. You know, it's I'm just telling you straight up. It's she's L. That's why I have her on. I'm just telling you. I don't put people on here that are pure VL. I put people who are real, and it's not even just for the money. It's so you have your own information, correct information, so that you can utilize for your own spiritual endeavors and your own growth in your own way. I want to again thank Kerry Spezza for coming on my show. Do check her out. And I want to thank everybody for listening there. And once again, God bless you all and have a great weekend. I'll be talking to you guys or hearing me again in next week. And I close with Reach for the Sky by Social Distortion. Hope you love it. Take care and God bless you all. Thanks.